Come grow with us at the Goodson Group. Call me at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me at bogoodson@charter.net.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your summer for a lawnmower upgrade? If so, come by CTE and check out the full line of Honda self-propelled walk-behind mowers. Now you know that Honda mowers are great, but did you know that CTE has Honda self-propelled mowers on sale starting at only $399? And did you know Honda mowers are backed by the industry's best warranty of up to 5 years? So, why buy your Honda mower, or any mower for that matter, from CTE? Did you know the CTE can double any mower's engine warranty? That's a 10-year warranty on certain Honda models, and we can add 2 years to the mower's warranty. Did you know that when you purchase a mower from CTE, you can get free pickup and delivery and free blade sharpening for as long as you own it? And if your mower visits our service department, you can receive our 7-day repair guarantee. Now, where else offers all that? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years, we support what we sell.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam for my friends at Woodham Southside Firestone, the name you can trust 50 years and still running strong. Woodham Southside Firestone. You're going to love them the first time. Got a nice area for you, air conditioned, by the way, for you to wait in, the waiting area. And all of the great ASE technicians and mechanics will do the job right the first time. I can tell you from firsthand experience, well, let's put it like this. After 40 years, Woodham Southside Firestone is the only place you need to go. From the tires, oil changes, transmission service, you name it, they're going to take care of it. I want to read just a couple of reviews for you. Martha C. says, have used Mr. Woodham for over 30 years and have never had one problem. He stands behind his work. Also, from the Finley family, they write, straightforward, answers everything you ask, and has a reasonable price. It's the hallmark of repairs. Woodham Southside Firestone, the name you know, the name you can trust. Woodham Southside Firestone for all your automotive needs.
Daddy, let's go catch some big catfish on Cooter Pond.
Cade, we don't serve catfish at the restaurant.
Well, I guess I have to go trout fishing on the Choctahatchee Bay. For the best in fried shrimp, Apalachicola Bay oysters, fresh mullet, and gator tail, come see us at Nick's. We're located on Highway 20, overlooking the Choctahatchee Bay.
Aubrey, go trout fishing with Cade.
Daddy, I'm going to the beach. Spring break, it's Nick's, not Nick Saban. War Eagle.
Hey there, this is Dr. Sam, and you know my favorite at Nick's Seafood is a seafood platter. Apalachicola oysters, succulent shrimp, fried clams that'll knock your socks off, fried grouper or snapper, and for the non-seafood eater, the absolute best steaks and chicken platters this side of the Mississippi. They don't forget the little sailors, too, with a fantastic menu for them to select from. And you know generations of families have been eating at Nick's Seafood on Highway 20 between Destin and Freeport. Trey wants to personally thank all of the South Alabama listeners who have stopped by since he's been on Bama Country. He appreciates your business at Nick's Seafood, Highway 20, Freeport, Florida. Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. The risk of showers and thunderstorms will continue well into the evening and nighttime hours tonight. It's not going to rain all the time. The overnight low temperature drops to about 62. Tomorrow, I've raised the rain chances to about 70% by tomorrow afternoon and 80% chance Sunday night. A few of the storms could reach severe limits. The greatest threat would be hail and damaging winds. Tomorrow's high in the upper 70s. Then on Monday, showers and thunderstorms, and especially by afternoon and evening, some of the storms possibly severe. Tornadoes can't be ruled out. Our free weather app will instantly alert you to any severe weather watches and warnings for your location. It also has interactive radar and future radar. Get it on your phone or tablet today. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Welcome back to the program. A little listener requested Webb Wild program, folks. I'm glad you're here. If I seem a little more off than normal, it's because we were supposed to have had a group, three guys here from a paranormal investigative crew, and that's kind of what I had based my whole week on, was those guys being here. And about, well, 4 hours ago, I got a text they weren't going to make it, so I had to scurry to get some stuff together. I should have had a backup plan. I always have a backup plan, but I didn't have a backup plan, so my fault, my bad, but here we are, so let's make the best of what we're doing here, make the best of what we got. We're talking a little bit about space, especially, because Planet X, it's coming. Well, it's coming back, I should say. All kind of stuff going on right now. Now, one of the sites I really like is called Want to Know, one word, wanttoknow.com. The guy's name's Fred Burks. Fred used to work for our government. He's got a really good site, and he posted this. This is a dream he had, and I just want you to hear this. This is called From Paranoia to Enlightenment. I'm on a break, casually leaning against the shiny railing on an entry ramp outside of a large psychiatric hospital where I work. I'm close to the side entrance of the hospital near the street. Rather suddenly, a strange, unusual noise in the distance catches my attention. Now, this is a dream. Turning towards the commotion, I'm startled to notice that everyone down the street is smiling and laughing, even some falling to the ground, rolling in fits of laughter. The hysterical wave of laughter gradually overtakes everyone in its path, and as it moves up the street, it's coming right towards me. I faintly smell something in the air. Feeling something's very wrong, I immediately suspect that this just could be some sort of massive laughing gas attack used against the public. So I quickly slip back inside the hospital and tell a couple of nurses there what's going on. Perplexed, yet moved by my sense of urgency, they open the door, step outside, and confirm that they smell something kind of sweet in the air as they hear the wild laughter that's rapidly approaching. Then a short moment later, they too begin smiling. I quickly move away as they begin laughing uncontrollably. The laughter is very warm and sweet, yet the fact this is all caused by some chemical agent is freaking me out. I dash further into the building in order to escape the gas. I reach the sterile inner hallways of the hospital, and I see strange blockades with flashing lights. At the same time, I hear uncontrollable laughter sweeping down the halls rapidly towards me, so I quickly pull a thin, young blonde guy near me into a small side room and slam the door to try to shut out the gas. With a great sense of urgency, I explain to him what's happening outside the door. I throw a towel down onto the floor to try to block the crevice under the door, yet I know that it's only a short matter of time before the dreaded gas will seep under the door and affect us too. I quickly ask the guy to join me in prayer. We both pray deeply and sincerely for what's best for all in this situation. Just a moment after the prayer, the guy morphs into a chubby friend of mine and suddenly jumps on me and sucks something from my forehead. Then in a rapid succession, he sucks on my neck, chest, stomach, and groin. As he sucks each place, I'm utterly amazed to feel any fear in that area begin instantly and completely sucked out, leaving in its place nothing but a feeling of deep peace. Once he finishes, I feel a deep, profound sense of peace, and I too surrender to a beautiful smile surging forth from deep within. I realize that whatever this gas is, it's amazingly powerful and transformative. By instantly removing all fear, the gas somehow allows me and everyone it touches to see who they really are with absolutely no judgment. With all judgment and fear gone, everyone can't help but laugh as they realize how silly it has been to play all these entangling games of fear that we all have been living in our entire lives. Each affected person suddenly knows they have all along been avoiding some scary unknown place deep inside of them, when in actuality, this gas reveals without a doubt that what they have long feared was based in pure illusion and avoidance of their own deep, pure love and divine essence. The veils of illusion are instantly dropped, revealing how we've all simply been fooling ourselves to play the silly fear games we created in our lives. As I feel this smile and love grow and spread through my entire being, I move into a deep state of awe. Whoever sent this gas is clearly here to help us and to help mankind to make a huge jump forward in our spiritual evolution. A belly full of hearty laughter erupts from deep within as I realize I'm now completely free to do the profound and healing love work which I do so love to do in this world. What an amazing and vivid dream. Upon awaking at 2 a.m. in my hotel room, I immediately knew that I wanted to write it down, though I waited a good while to savor the profound sense of peace and love which was still coursing through my body. I sent out a prayer that somehow everyone on the planet might in some way experience this, at least a small part of this mystical experience. I hope that my sharing it with you here at least gives a taste of this powerful transformation from fear to love. You know, when the Beatles said all you need is love, that's such a deep statement, and it's so true. And what I love when I read near-death experiences, one of the most consistent things is the complete feeling of total love, just warmth and love, and this is how it's – everybody says this is how it's supposed to be. Well, it really is. This is exactly how it's supposed to be, but this is not the way it is, because it's been taken from us. And there's an ulterior motive for this too, folks. Everything I've talked about for the past 4 years, and yes, it's going to be 4 years here in a month or so, everything that's from the beginning all the way to where we are now, the space program is where it picks up. America was founded, I believe, for this very purpose, because only a free people could develop the technology and do the things that we have done, which would allow us to be in the position we're in right now, which is we're among the stars. We're traveling the stars. There's commerce going on. And once again, sin. Anytime man gets involved in something, his inherent sin comes out, whether it's religion, whatever it is. And it once again, it shows its ugly face with the space program. Where do you think all the abducted kids, where do you think they're going? All the people that never come home from work, or where do you think all the people that are disappearing out of the parks? Where do you think these people are going? It's very, very possible they're being used in space. They're being taken up there, and they're being used for either their talents. Maybe they have some psychic ability. They could be slaves of some type. They could be sex slaves. There's no telling what's going on with these people. And it's sad, but it's true, and it kind of follows the... If you look at the narrative of man and technology, every bit of technology that could be used to make this planet a veritable paradise has been weaponized and is being used against us. It's horrible, but that's the way it is, because we're in a fallen state. This is how it's going to be until the Creator comes back and makes things right. Well, that's just my opinion. I could be wrong, but I'm telling you, I'm not. I'm right. This is what's happening. So there it is. Postman, you have any comments on that? I'm sorry, I'm a little out of it.
Well, yeah, I agree 100% with you, Terry. Because of what I've experienced, and
yes.
And what a whole lot of the others that I've read about and heard give that testimony experience, it's amazing how similar these events are, and these events are not going to stop until kingdom comes, put it that way.
Yes.
All right. And,
you're right.
And when kingdom comes, the meek shall inherit the earth. And that includes everything above earth, on earth, and below earth. You know, man will inherit the planet, and he will be co-creator with the deed holder. And you know who the deed holder of planet earth is.
Yes.
And it's going to be some kind of time when it actually takes place.
I couldn't agree more. I'm going to ask you a very profound question when we get back. That's a teaser, folks. When we get back from this break, I got a big question, if I can remember it for the next 3 minutes. So y'all hang with us. We'll be right.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring's upon us. Tell us what you have going on at Eastbrook.
Things are exciting here at Eastbrook. We are cleaning up some booths and getting our spring cleaning done. And we have several new vendors. And the old vendors are just sweeping and mopping and cleaning up and bringing in spring merchandise. And we're beginning to get all that in. And it's just a fun place.
If someone's looking for outdoor furniture, do you have that here at Eastbrook?
Oh, we absolutely do. We've got the outdoor benches, and we've got the wrought iron furniture, and arches, and just any garden arches, anything you want, we try to have for you.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Need a job? Visit one of the 49 career centers across Alabama for help with your resume, interview practice, or even train for a job. Find your local career center at joblink.alabama.gov. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Labor, the ABA, and this station.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Hey, welcome back to the program. The question I wanted to ask you is, where does the inner earth play into this? Because I believe in Admiral Byrd's diary. I believe that he was taken inside the inner earth and met with the master down there who's concerned. Because it seems to me like when we started lighting off nukes, that's when the whole universe and beyond went, whoa, the kids found the matches. We need to go check on them. You know, what's the deal with inner earth? How does that play into what's going on out of Earth? Or is that too broad of a question?
No, it isn't. Today, we listen to mainstream news. That's what we listen to.
Unfortunately, yeah.
And it's tainted, folks. I mean,
it
highly
is
tainted.
Totally controlled.
And to tell you the truth, the real news is in exopolitics. Exopolitics is what goes on in outer space that affects planet Earth. In other words, as above, so below.
Wow.
All right. And yeah. And believe it or not, if you do your research, you'll find out that in 2008, that crash was in response to something that happened in outer space.
Oh, the economy crashing?
Yes,
okay, gotcha.
In 2008. Do your research, folks. I'm serious. It's there. Do your research. And you asked me the question of how inner Earth plays into this?
Yes.
Because there are several species that live below the surface. Most of them were species that lived on the surface thousands of years ago, hundreds of thousands of years ago. And during the last cataclysm, when the last flyby came through, that's where most of them went underground and actually stayed there. And then some of them came back out after the cataclysm went by. And of course, most of the water, you know, went down in the inner earth. And I've heard some descriptions of inner earth that actually blow your mind. And one of them was Admiral Byrd when he went down. Now he actually said there was a sun down there, shining in the middle of the earth.
Yep.
I mean, how can that be, folks? How can that be?
I don't know. Unless the sun's not what they've been telling us it is.
Well, I got a theory.
Tell me.
In the last epoch of creation, which happened some circa 66 billion years ago,
yeah,
that was the destruction of our fifth planet in our system, where the asteroid belt is now, which is a planet called Tiamat,
right.
Vulcan, whatever you want to call it. It had several names to it, and I've told the story before. The actual planet was was inhabited by the Draco, by Saurians or reptilians.
Okay,
and they were the scourge of the solar system and the surge of the Orion Spur, which our solar system is located in, and that was their home base, and it was controlled from Saturn and Titan, and Earth right now today is controlled from Saturn, and when that planet was destroyed or the bottom half was cut off, it was sent into an orbit that centered around the sun. The biggest half of it, and it stopped in the third position the way it is now, and that became the Earth. And as I said on a previous program, it went back into the void phase, mm-hmm. and the atmosphere developed, and the water was captured in the atmosphere, and that's where that upper layer of water came from, because it was so much on it. Earth used to be a almost totally water planet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did. And before it actually finished its volcanic activity, the ones that were actually responsible for its destruction, they had to repair it. And it had a very weak magnetic field at the time. What they did was, here's the way the story was told to me, and I also read it too, what makes it so bad. Or what makes it so good, or what you want to call it.
Depends how you look at it.
Yeah, it depends on how you look at it. They actually went and harvested a small sun. A sun in the order of maybe 600 to 1,000 miles in diameter.
Yeah.
And they brought it in, and they actually put it inside of the Earth.
That makes sense.
And that strengthened the Earth's magnetic field. And that's why Earth's magnetic field and its shield is so strong today, because we have an inner sun. And from all the reports of the people that went below the Earth, they say it's green. There's primeval creatures living down there, mm-hmm. like dinosaurs.
Yep, mammoths.
Yes, and woolly mammoths. I mean, the type that are like five or six times the size of an African elephant.
Yeah, like Manny on Ice Age.
Right, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, and there's several different species live down there. I don't know if y'all remember back in the 90s, the early 90s, I think, or was it the 80s, that the Conehead movie came out?
That would have been the 80s, I think.
Yeah. May have been late 80s, early 90s, yeah, the Conehead movie came out with Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, folks, as I said on the show before, they're telling you what's going on in Hollywood.
Absolutely.
But there is actually a species of Conehead humanoids. Do your research.
Wow.
The name of the race is the Teros. T-E-R-O-S.
Teros.
Yeah. Hmm. And they're the positive type of extraterrestrial.
So they're good guys.
Right. They're the good guys. The ones that are diametrically opposed to them.
Bad guys.
Are the Deros. D-E-R-O-S.
Makes sense.
I mean, these are extremely negative beings.
That's a nice way of saying they're mean.
And tell you the truth, they look like they have an elephant trunk for a nose. Yeah, they live on the Earth, and they're alabaster white. So that's because they don't get any sunlight.
Yeah,
and there's another species that they made a movie about this too. If you've ever seen the movie The Descent,
you know I don't watch movies.
That came out in the late 90s. It was about these five. There were five alpha females. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were spelunky. That's what they did in their spare time. They cave dived, and they went into inner Earth in Appalachia, and they ran into a species that was similar to a bat, and it couldn't see, it echolocated, and that's how it got around. If you would move around or walk or say something, they could locate you, but their smell was horrible, and they couldn't smell at all. The only thing they could do was echolocate, because they couldn't see anything, because they'd been living in the dark, for the balance of their existence. And there's several other species that live down there. Of course, we've said on the program that's the domain of the Nazis. Because they have a base down there also, and it's a domain of the Draco, and also it's set up to be a confab for every different type of extraterrestrial that live in the solar system and outside of the solar system. Also, the I'm told the Vatican is a confab also up under the Vatican, and to add to that, down in Antarctica, that's a holding place for fallen angels, the ones that are destined to be loosed at some point in time.
Yes, and what I understand, it was instantly frozen. It's been flash frozen. So I guess God went, you're staying here, poof.
Yeah, frozen. And how did it get flash frozen, folks? I mean, give it some thought.
Yeah, that's not something that nature can do as
right.
a rule.
Yeah, and I mean, it happened in seconds.
Amazing.
I mean, think about it. Exactly. It had to be a pole shift. The poles had to shift.
Something happened real quick and apparently caught them by surprise, or they would have made other arrangements, so to speak.
The Mastodon were out on the plane eating daisies. One minute, and the next minute, they're frozen because they're in the process of chewing the daisies up. The daisies were still in their mouth, and they were still green.
That's amazing.
When they found them, yes.
I mean, it reminds me of like Pompeii, you know, caught everybody by surprise. But it shouldn't have, you know. They should have known. Just like Pompeii, those people knew something was going on. They should have got out of there. But that's neither here nor there. But, yeah, Inner Earth, it's an amazing story. And the stuff I've read from, I forget the guy's name, Sven something, his father and he went down in there, and they locked him away for even trying to tell the story and put him in a mental institution for 28 years. And he told his story after he retired, moved to America. He told his story and gave it to a neighbor who has released it. It's out there. You need to go just Google that. I forget Sven's last name, but that is an amazing story of the tall creatures. Speaking of creatures, if you go to Clearing the Air's official Facebook page, I put a picture on there that I got from tribulationnow.org, John the Baptist's website. It's a picture of Barack Obama. I'm sure you've seen the portrait of him sitting in the chair with the flowers behind him, right? Take a real, real close look at his left hand. I've isolated his left hand. You'll see the picture. He's got six fingers, folks. What does that tell you? That tells you that he's one of them, one of the Nephilim, which would explain a lot of things. That would explain why lawmakers were scared to death of him. That would explain why nobody would dare go up against him. I believe he is the Antichrist, personally. And I believe it goes back to the book of Luke, where Jesus says, I beheld Satan as he fell like lightning from the heights, which if you look at the Hebrew translation is Barak Bama. I'm not kidding. Just do the research. I did, and that's what I found. I believe he's the Antichrist, but we'll find out eventually, I suppose. All right, big break time. No, you can call. The phones are open, 272-9228, 272-9228. And we'll be back in 5 short minutes. Y'all come back with us.
Bum, 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 bum. Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman, and our moving sale is winding down, so hurry for our amazing discounts on fabulous mattresses, beds, headboards, power lift chairs, and adjustable bases. By the end of the month, we should be moving back to our permanent showrooms, and these true discount prices will be gone. We have hundreds of factory-fresh mattresses and beds discounted, as well as every floor sample in our temporary location. My Millbrook location is also selling off many floor samples at crazy low prices. Memory foam, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses must go fast. All normal size, including many twin long mattresses. Please, when you visit us and find something you like, buy it or it will be gone. I really don't want to move this stuff, so I'm begging you to come get a great deal on mattresses, beds, headboards, pillows, and adjustable bases and make this old man's life a whole lot simpler. We're on the Atlanta Highway inside the bypass across from Faulkner and on Highway 14 in Millbrook next to the Citgo. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Everyone has heard how hard it is to own a pool. It doesn't have to be that way. Call Blue Haven Pools and get affordable year-round swimming. Let Blue Haven help you convert to a virtually maintenance-free smart pool. It's time to go beyond just salt or chlorine. Swim in virtually chemical-free bottled water. Call Blue Haven Pools today and save hundreds every month in overhead. Own your own pool. Don't let your pool own you. Visit BlueHaven.com or call 277-3100 on Facebook at Blue Haven Central AL.
Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas from Metro Fitness. Now, why should you choose Metro Fitness for your health club? Metro Fitness has over 60 group exercise classes available at no extra cost, including yoga, spinning, dance, boxing. They have a functional training area where you can do TRX, box jumps, and a lot more, all for no extra cost. There's even an indoor track, which I use a lot, and a computerized strength system. And it's a place where everybody knows your name. You get all this for one price under one roof, only at Metro Fitness. Metro Fitness.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Hello, Montgomery, Millbrook, Prattville, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and the rest of the River Region. This is Baron Coleman for my friend Riley Manning over at Riley Manning Painting. Riley Manning is an absolute legend. He's a wizard. He is a man on a mission, and that mission is to make the River Region beautiful. For the last 48 years, Riley Manning has set himself apart as the premier painting contractor in the River Region. Riley Manning has painted thousands of homes. No job too big or too small for Riley Manning Painting. Commercial, agricultural, industrial, and residential painting. And he also does things like pressure washing your concrete, your deck, your home. He can stain or dye concrete. You have to give Riley Manning Painting a call today. 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com. That's Riley Manning, Riley Manning Painting. Give him a call, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. The risk of showers and thunderstorms will continue well into the evening and nighttime hours tonight. It's not going to rain all the time. The overnight low temperature drops to about 62. Tomorrow, I've raised the rain chances to about 70% by tomorrow afternoon and 80% chance Sunday night. A few of the storms could reach severe limits. The greatest threat would be hail and damaging winds. Tomorrow's high in the upper 70s. Then on Monday, showers and thunderstorms, and especially by afternoon and evening, some of the storms possibly severe. Tornadoes can't be ruled out. Our free weather app will instantly alert you to any severe weather watches and warnings for your location. It also has interactive radar and future radar. Get it on your phone or tablet today. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Hey, welcome back to the program. I am your host, Terry Adams, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex. And co-hosting, not sidekicking, but co-hosting with me tonight is Postman. We're in our continuing series about the secret space program. Speaking of space, I hope by now that you guys have managed or are starting to learn to look up. It's very, very important that you look up. Speaking of looking up, I looked up and saw the phone flashing. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
This is Bo.
Hey, Bo.
Hey, my friends.
How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. Hey, Postman, would you consider yourself an ancient astronaut theorist?
Boy, I never thought about that.
I just wonder.
No,
that's an entrapment term.
I never thought about that along those lines, for sure. But it was just cause what happened to me when I was a kid. I mean, it's just. I was trying to find out what was going on with me, and it led to this.
Yeah. The extent of your research and all, that's
Well, are you implying that does he believe aliens created us? Because that's kind of what they're trying to tell us on all the cable channels.
Yeah, that's what I was watching. I watched a little of it the other night. I think it's on the History Channel or something like that.
Where they're
tying all it into the pyramids and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, in my opinion, it's just my opinion. This is what I believe that happened. I mean, not that it's correct, 100% correct, but the pre-diluvial race,
mm-hmm.
the race that came before Adam and Eve was put on the earth, and there was people on the earth as early as 250,000 years ago. There were entities here before that, you know, because that's what was all here that was coming and going. And when the human race got here, the pre-deliverment race, that race was genetically modified, you know, by the fallen ones, or the ones that came from the heavens to earth, and that's how civilization was set up. They weren't all the way human, and that's why they were destroyed with the flood. And that's why Noah was the only one his family was the only one that was saved, because his bloodline and his generations or his genes were human.
Like descended from Adam and Eve as God. Well, look at it this way, Bo. If they created us, then why are they in such this crazy hurry to get us, to change us, to study us? If they created us, there should be no mysteries. They already know what's going on with us, but yet they don't. That's why they keep trying to manipulate our DNA and do all these other things. They didn't create us. There's no way.
Right. What do you have you heard the theory or whatever that before Adam laid with Eve that the serpent laid with her and had Cain or whatever?
Yes.
Not was it Cain or which one came out of that?
The bad one, Cain.
Yeah, Cain.
Okay.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
It's very believable, because if you look at what he did, I mean, he slew Abel. So, I mean, you know, the Bible's clear about what Satan came to do: kill, steal, and destroy. So he had the characteristics of the devil.
Yes. Yeah, well, you know, John the Baptist believes that, tribulationnow.org, he believes that. But the problem that I have with that is when you start looking at, you know, the biting of the apple is a metaphor. When you start looking at things that can be metaphors, how do you know then which is a metaphor and which isn't? That can apply to the whole Bible, and that scares me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm Holy Ghost inspired. Whatever the Holy Spirit leads me to give me revelation, you know, that's what until he shows me different.
Right.
I totally
agree with that.
Tell me what your thoughts are, Postman and Terry, both of y'all, on the wheel in the middle of the wheel, the Ezekiel sighting of whatever that craft was.
I'm going to see the Postman because he's got this thing figured out.
To me, though, the wheel in the middle of the wheel was I won't say UFO because that's just too.
It wasn't
term.
Unidentified. We know what it was.
Right. We know what it was, and that was a platform. That was a platform for the Most High that he used to show himself, you know, to Ezekiel, because you can surmise that was him, you know, because there were beings, you know, all around him. Mm-hmm. I mean, he came with a heavenly court. I mean, think about it. Give us some thought.
That makes perfect sense.
And Ezekiel describes this, and he said it looked like a wheel in the middle of a wheel,
with faces and stuff.
Right. Uh huh. Yeah. And they had eyes all the way around the head. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes sense. The court. Yeah.
Right.
Holy,
mm-hmm.
holy, holy. Yeah.
Yeah. The ones, the beings that are that are around the throne 24/7. They constantly say, you know, holy, 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 the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come.
That's right.
I mean, think about it. Those are, by our standards, those are some horrible-looking creatures.
Yeah.
Because they had cloven feet, you know, like goats and deer and cows. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Something only God could do. Hey, have you done a lot of extensive study into who the 420 elders are?
No, I hadn't. I hadn't done any extensive study on those, but that's the elders are the assembly that that actually that actually in heaven.
Well, I thought this is my thinking on this until the Lord shows me different, that it's the 12 tribes and the 12 disciples. Because if you look at the New Jerusalem, I believe that the walls or the columns and the foundation is made up of the 12 disciples and the 12 tribes.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. That's an 84 question.
Well, I don't want to get too theological. It's more spiritual to me. It ain't about all that theological stuff.
I agree. Give me the spiritual stuff any day of the week and twice on Sunday, literally.
Exactly. I wanted to ask y'all, do y'all ever watch any evangelists on YouTube or any?
Not if I can help it. The only one I watch is 1C22. Is I love Jason Porter. He's very, very good.
Well, I wanted to recommend one guy. If you just watch one video or however much of it as you could tolerate, the guy's name is David Hogan.
I've heard of him.
He is an evangelist in Mexico, and he routinely raises people from the dead. Of course, it's not him doing it; it's the Lord doing it.
Sure.
But the power and he's operating to me in that the pure faith that the Bible talks about that the Lord's coming back to look for. You know, he said, "Shall the Son of Man find faith?"
Yes, I know.
When he comes back, but I've been watching some of his videos, and I mean, just some of the stories he tells. He died twice. He's 65 or 66 years old, and he's run like 20 or 30 marathons, and he's getting ready to run another one.
Wow, he's in shape.
Spiritual
shape.
Okay, exactly. You know, he said, and this is how we're supposed to be. I ain't supposed to be in some nursing home somewhere wheeling around a wheelchair and whatnot, you know.
I couldn't agree more.
So, but anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there. Another thing, remember we talked, I asked you, I said, had any one of y'all interacted in your dream, and Terry, you said when you go under a door, the door. Well, I found out what that's called.
What?
Grounding.
Grounding. Really?
Yep. Yep. But I can't remember to do it consistently. But I want to be able to interact because I know it's an awesome thing. You know.
Oh yeah, man! It is. You can fly, do anything you want to.
Hey, one more thing. I'm gonna try to make it quick. Some of the dreams I've had have had some, in other words, things have come out to me to kind of validate them. One of them was, remember the one I told you about was in the restaurant and these crafts landed and we couldn't tell what kind of, and then they walked out of the plane and on the back of their uniforms it said Air Force Police.
Yes.
Well, Trump's doing this. What is this thing he's doing? Space Force.
Right.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, you know what I mean?
There you go.
And then the other one was, I had a dream about these Russian fighter jets that were flying along our interstate, and our fighter jets were communicating with each other, trying to hide from them. I don't know what that meant. I saw an article where Russia was practice landing their fighter jets on the interstate.
Yep, they also been flying and just trying to figure out how close they can get before they get noticed and, you know, just play around with us. And that makes sense if you're going to invade.
Exactly. I think McMaster's going to be the next one chip to fall. I hope so.
I do too, Bo. I got to go, man. Thank you.
God bless.
Take care, my friend. I'll see you. All right, guys, got to hit a break. Clear in the air. 272-9228. We'll be back in 3 very short minutes.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no! They got motion sensor lights! Let's get out of here!
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba!
All right, all right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm gonna come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Hey, welcome back to the program. My name is Terry Adams. You're listening to a program called Clearing the Air that I started some 4 years ago, I guess. And thanks to a caller named Cooter, we got the show up and going. And thanks to Greg Budell, his support and everything. We got everything up and going. This is almost 4 years now, believe it or not. I'm planning on doing a six-hour marathon show on the anniversary. And to be honest with you, off the top of my head, I'm a little out of it tonight. I'm sorry. But I don't remember when my anniversary is. My show anniversary, I remember when my anniversary is because that's kind of important. But when that happens, we're going to do 6 hours. And for reasons that I can't really understand, my little jet drive device that I use to get the internet's not working. So I'm going to revert back to stuff I've got on my laptop, which is 5 critical questions that need to be answered 1 month after the Florida shooting. It's been 1 month since the purported deranged Nicholas Cruz allegedly walked into Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School with an AR-15 and began killing children. As expected, instead of providing answers to the public's questions, the government's reaction to the shooting consists of little more than stripping Americans of more of their rights. Instead of attempting to find the cause of the shooting, the government and media alike are focusing on the inanimate object used to carry it out. On Wednesday, students across the United States who've been subjected to massive propaganda campaigns to relinquish their right to self-defense will walk out of class to beg the government to disarm them. In the meantime, no actual solution to preventing another attack is being considered because the media and the government refuse to address the real issues. Here at the Free Thought Project, who wrote this piece, we refuse to sit idly by as the hard questions about the Florida shooting go unanswered. Here's a list of 5 questions that need to be addressed. Until these questions are answered, all the legislative responses and government reactions to this tragedy are little more than theater. I couldn't agree more. Why is the media refusing to report on Cruz's alleged use of antidepressants? In a likely attempt to protect their corporate sponsors in the pharmaceutical industry, the fact that Cruz's family told reporters that he was on medication for depression has managed to remain all but a blip in the mainstream news. As the Free Thought Project reported, the people who knew Cruz described him as a troubled teen who was adopted when he was young and then was forced to move in with a friend after both of his adopted parents died. Jim Lewis, an attorney for the family that gave Cruz a place to live after his mother died in November, told the Washington Post that they knew Cruz was depressed, but they believed he was taking steps to manage his depression. Family member Barbara Kumbatovich told the Herald she believed Nicholas Cruz was on medication to deal with his emotional fragility. She was a sister-in-law of Linda Cruz, the suspect's mother. She also told the Sun Sentinel that she believes Nicholas had been on medications for several months. The reason this information is so important is that the side effects of some of these medications are known to make people violent and people suicidal. The makers of these drugs have been sued for hundreds of millions of dollars after people have tied their use to mass killings and to suicides. Some of the side effects of antidepressants include aggression, agitation, changes in behavior, hallucinations, suicidal thoughts, and homicidal ideation. The use of these medications have been tied to nearly every mass shooting in modern history, and the president thinks banning bump stocks takes priority. Why were the first responders told to stand down? As the cops who failed to go into the school to stop the shooter garnered their well-deserved scorn in the media, news of the stand-down order barely registered on the news cycle at all. Lives could have been saved, but first responders were told not to help. Quote, "Everything I was trained on mass casualty events says they did the wrong thing," said the first responder who spoke with WSVN Miami News 7 reporter Brian Enton on the condition of anonymity. Good move, dude. "You don't wait for the scene to be cleared. You go in immediately. You go in armed, and you retrieve the victims. You cannot leave the victims lying there," he explained. But they could not go in. "I would hypothesize that I could have saved lives, but I can't say for sure," he said, adding, "I would have risked my life to go in. I was eager to." It wasn't just paramedics who were told to stand down either. As Fox News host Laura Ingraham revealed, police were told to stand down too unless they had on body cameras, as if a body camera somehow makes a police officer better at stopping a school shooter. Broward County Sheriff's deputies were supposedly told not to enter Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School unless they had body cameras on, which they did not have, reported the Daily Wire. Why did the FBI and police essentially allow the shooting to take place by failing to act on the myriad of warnings? According to a report by CNN, the Communist News Network, records obtained from the sheriff's office by CNN show the law enforcement agency received at least 45 calls for service relating to Cruz or his brother from 08 all the way to 2017. Before the attack at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland on February 14th, now, the sheriff's office has insisted it received no more than 23 calls. Wow, just 23? I guess they're off the hook. As the Free Thought Project previously reported, Cruz warned that he was going to shoot up a school and kill people, and the FBI did nothing. "I'm going to be a professional school shooter," a YouTuber named Nicholas Cruz commented on a video September 24, 2017. The video was posted on the channel Ben the Bondsman, and the owner, Ben Benright, immediately took a screenshot and submitted it to the Bureau, but nothing happened. While this is bad enough, the Sheriff's Department records show that police were given the exact same warning a year before, because Cruz had been declaring his wishes to shoot up the school publicly. According to records, in 2016, a neighbor warned police that Cruz on Instagram said he planned to shoot up the school. The person who made that call came forward last month and said that she begged the sheriff's office to intervene. Instead of intervening, though, police told her they couldn't act until Cruz actually did something. And I have to tell you that that's exactly what we went through when we had someone that came in and applied for credit. When we realized that he was not the man he applied for credit claiming to be, because we happened to know the guy, we called the police because he had got approved and was going to buy a bike. So we called the police and said, "We've got a guy here, da da da." They said, "Well, he hadn't committed a crime yet." Well, I thought applying for someone in someone else's name was a crime. Well, we can't do anything. So we had to wait until he came to get the bike, and we confronted him. That's when everything went haywire, and we had to wait for the cop to come in who the guy beat up. So, long story, but that's true. They're not going to do anything until a crime actually happens. Back to the story. The incompetence is staggering, especially given the fact that making a direct threat of violence is, in fact, illegal. A few months after he said he wanted to shoot up the school on Instagram because the police failed to heed the warning and dozens of other ones, Cruz bought the rifle he would use in the shooting. What's more, the school even warned the police that Cruz said he wanted to harm himself and others, and he wanted to purchase a gun. All of this was ignored, and Cruz was still allowed to buy the AR-15. But it gets worse. On the day his mother died, Broward Sheriff's Office received calls from family members warning deputies that he had weapons and that he was a threat. They begged the deputies to, quote, recover the weapons, yet nothing happened. Days later, yet another person called the sheriff's office and told them that Cruz was going to shoot up the school. The caller mentioned that Cruz was, quote, collecting guns and knives and, quote, could be a school shooter in the making. Again, instead of acting, records show Broward County referred caller to Palm County Sheriff's Office, which had jurisdiction over Cruz's temporary home with a family friend. Within days, Cruz was back south in Broward County, staying with another friend's family, according to CNN. This is unbelievable. Yet they're going to blame weapons for this? Next question, why haven't we heard any more on the claims of multiple shooters? In one chilling account, a high school student not only told reporters she witnessed multiple shooters, but she explained how she was talking to the suspect, Nicholas Cruz, as she heard rounds being fired down the hall. She told KHOU-TV journalist Matt Musel, quote, the fire alarm went off and the principal came on the speaker saying everybody needs to evacuate. So that's what I did. As I was going down the stairs, I heard a couple of shots fired. Everybody was freaking out saying that it was a gun. As we were walking, the whole class together, I actually was speaking to Nicholas Cruz as she made quotes with her fingers when she said, purported suspect Cruz. So you were walking in the hall with him, asked the reporter. Weren't you scared? In the moment, I wasn't, she replied, because obviously there was definitely another shooter involved. Oh, you think he wasn't the only one? Asked the shocked reporter. No, definitely not, replied the student, because when the shots were fired, I saw him after the fact. The shots were coming from another part of the building, so there definitely had to be two shooters involved. Folks, I'm not so sure Cruz had anything to do with it at all. Did they do a paraffin test? Did they see if he had fired a weapon that day? They did, we'll never know. We'll never know the outcome. In spite of her claims being backed up by other accounts of multiple shooters, we've heard nothing else about them from authorities. All right, you can tell this is a little dated because this next question is, why are police refusing to release their surveillance footage? But they have. We'll get into that in a minute. Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel, who's already been caught contradicting the official story, is claiming that the surveillance footage must remain secret. The South Florida Sun Sentinel, the Miami Herald, and CNN have filed an open record lawsuit against the school superintendent Robert Runcie for their role in the secrecy. Officials claim the video is exempt from Florida sunshine laws because its release would somehow put lives at risk and expose the district's security system. What security system? It's my question. You know, they did release the video. They released an edited video that shows nothing. It doesn't show anyone shooting. It shows Cruz leaving, and it shows Cruz coming in. No, I don't know if it shows him coming in. It shows him leaving. It doesn't show multiple shooters. It doesn't show the guy in full riot gear as been described by teachers. We don't see any of that. In my opinion, they went in and edited the video and just released something so they could say, here's the video, leave us alone. It's kind of like, does this remind you of Vegas? It does me, big time.